I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, he is the latest commitment to the University of Memphis basketball program. His name is Zachary Davis. Just announced on his Instagram that he is headed to the University of Memphis, and he's nice enough to join us now. Zach, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time.
Now, what's going on? I appreciate y'all for having me.
Yeah, so pleasure. Just kind of take us through the decision. I know you came in for a visit. What vibes with you about the campus and the staff here?
Like me and my parents been saying, it just felt like home. Just the open arm welcoming. It just felt like home. Like I felt comfortable being there. And the biggest thing in this recruiting process was just find a place that feels like home and I feel comfortable in. That's going to develop me to the player I want to be and have trust. So that's the type of vibe that I got from being around those guys.
When it came down to it, who else was on your list that you were deciding between Memphis? Who else?
Memphis, Pittsburgh, Cal Berkeley, and Xavier.
Got it. Those are the four.
John and I were talking after your commitment was made public, and we see you. You know, got you penciled in starting three. Know you can play the two as well. What is Memphis? What has Penny sort of talked about in terms of how they envision you coming in and being impactful in this lineup?
Just being a positionless player. I could play 1-4, honestly. But just being able to just feel comfortable and just have a good feel for the game. That's the type of player I am. I feel like I can play in his system, and I feel like it's a good fit, and the situations and the opportunities that I'm going to have in this system to showcase my abilities, I feel like it's perfect. So I can be a positionless player in this system.
Well, you know, I was looking at your 247 profile out of high school. I mean, I don't know if this was accurate or not, but they had you listed as a point guard in the database.
I was. Yes, sir.
So it must be like kind of a, you know, vision thing, like, oh, 6'7 point guard being coached by the best 6'7 point guard in the history of the world.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying that. I feel like he's going to give me a blueprint to be successful, and all I have to do is just take in the information and just put in the work. And me and him had conversations about that, so I felt like it was a great fit, just learning from him. A lot of knowledge I can learn.
Coming over from the SEC, obviously, you know, from a ratings perspective, probably the best conference we've ever seen. Just what was that like night to night, man? Because obviously the team you were on last year did not have the best go in that league. But again, as tough as it is. So what was it like just sort of the grind night to night in a league as difficult as that one?
Just knowing you're going up against a pro every night. They're going to bring it to you. And since I've been at South Carolina, we never got the respect that we should have. Last year, even making it to the tournament, we still didn't get our respect. So, I mean, just bringing in that mentality, and I feel like it was a competitive conference. So, day in and day night, you got a good opponent every night. So you got to be ready for the moment. So.
I read where, and I know this now, where, you know, initially, you know, Frank Martin was still at South Carolina. You decided to stay with Lamont and everything. So clearly loyalty, a big part of your brand. In terms of that, that decision to stay, can you talk about that with us and deciding to stick with what you picked originally?
The loyalty was the biggest thing. And me and Coach Perry sat down. We had a conversation. Like, going on and talking about if I would stay or not. And we came to an agreement. It was gonna be a good fit. But some things don't always work out. So I wanted to stay here. I feel like Coach Perez helped me in a lot of ways. But loyalty was the biggest thing for me.
You know, I asked you that, and good to hear. I asked you that to sort of ask you this. We were trying to figure it out. And if some you've got the one more year, is there a possibility for a graduate year and two at Memphis, or is this a 1 year deal?
That's to be discussed.
Understood, yeah. Brother. Understood.
It's a business, right?
Yeah, it's a business, yes, sir.
It's a so just take me through that piece of it, because obviously this is your first time in the portal, and we are in the NIL era. Does the NIL era make it easier on you to make these decisions? Does it make it more hectic? Like, just take us through sort of the and I know you have an agent as well who helps with that, but just kind of take us through that piece of it.
I'm not really into all that. Like you said, my agent really handles all that, and I just get the updates, and I make my decision, and I talk about it. But this decision I made was based off after college. Like, what am I trying to set myself up with? So, really, all I can say is the NIL part, yeah, it's good, but I'm trying to focus on getting past just the NIL and getting to a dream and a real life reality, like outside of college. So that was really based on that decision. So I really can't really talk too much on that.
No, I get it for sure. We're talking to Zachary Davis, South Carolina transfer that's coming here to Memphis this season. You know, Penny Hardaway's got a really good track record of Power League guys that come to Memphis. Last year it was Tyrese Hunter, Dane Danger. They come here from, you know, the SEC and the Big Ten. They have career years in the AAC. Not that you necessarily are ducking better opposition, but how much of a attraction was it to get a chance to go up against like teams that, you know, you're probably just going to be better than in terms of this decision?
Can you repeat that question again?
Like, just the idea of going from the SEC to play in the American, where, you know, your numbers can be, you know, potentially much better against the level of competition.
Yeah, real talk.
I feel like I could definitely take that to our advantage. But at the end of the day, basketball is basketball. Everybody put their shoes on the same way. Everybody is brought up into an opportunity a different way. So I don't really look into that. I just let my game show, and I can be promising a better year, a year that nobody ever seen in my college career.
Can you take me back real quick to January 22nd of this year, Zach? It was that game against the national champs. I know you fell by one in that one. But you you already know where I'm going. You gave the national champs, I think it was 22 points and 4 assists. I think y'all were up in the half at that game.
I think we were up the whole game.
Bro, you had it rolling.
Yes, sir. No, it was just one of them nights. Always want to win. Season wasn't going as best, and we got a number 5 team coming into not ranked team, last team at the conference. Just go out there and just play, like, give it all. And I feel like the ball was on our side most of the time. Then just down the line, possibly mistakes caused us to lose the game by one.
A couple more and we'll let you go. We appreciate that. We appreciate your time
Absolutely.
Very much today, Zach. I've watched you quite a bit because I pay attention to the SEC with my national gig at Field of 68. And just watching you, I feel like there's a lot of upside for you at a place like Memphis with your three-point shot. Is that something that is that an idea you share? Like, there's more to be had from you as a shooter on the perimeter.
Way more to be had. I put in a lot of work with shooting, and I'm definitely gonna put in a lot of work with shooting. Just a lot of reps and doing the right thing. So I can definitely be having one of the best shooting careers, seasons in my career. That's a goal.
And then last thing, in terms of the rest of the team, I don't know how like in tune you are with the plans, what you know, like what do you know sort of about the current team you're joining? I know they have big plans. They maybe would like to keep a guy like PJ Haggerty. Like, just what do you know about the team that you're joining here in the Tigers?
I know that we got some guys that's questionable, but I hope they see what Coach Penny is bringing and offering to this team to make us be a tournament team and a team to win the AAC again, so they'll stay. So I feel like the team is good, and I feel like Coach Penny has a great idea and an image of what he wants the team to look like, and he's going to surround me and other guys around numbers of guys that just want to win. So I feel like the team will be good.
Dig that. Hey, man, Zach, congrats on the decision, man.
Thank you,
appreciate
brother.
Your time.
No, thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. Pleasure. He is Zachary Davis. Commitment to the University of Memphis, coming over from South Carolina. Again, like, what you have to love about a guy like this is twofold. One, he played in the SEC for 3 years. Not just one, but three. Secondly, his best games last year were against the national champions. I mean,
That's what did it for me.
Yeah.
And you pointed that out before we had him on. And he clearly remembers that one. And what stood out to me wasn't so much about the 22-4 as we lost the game. You know, that was clearly his focus, which is the kind of, you know, the kind of player that you're looking for. It wasn't so much about, hey, man, yeah, I performed well, really had it rolling. It was we made costly mistakes and we lost. He wasn't so much interested in talking about his individual performance
as he was
the fact that, man, we should have had that one.
That's right.
You know, that's the kind of attitude and the kind of player you want there.
Yeah, and I also thought it was really nice that, you know, he said the NIL was great, but he picked Memphis because he wanted somewhere that could set him up after this is all over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you're trying to get him to commit for 2 years. He wasn't going to do that with you.
No. But remember, we went into that interview wondering if this was a one-and-done deal. Not just I wasn't asking about Memphis, how much eligibility is left.
Right.
Sounds like
there
what you
path,
said,
yeah.
there would be a graduate path.
For sure.
Potentially.
Yes.
Yeah, but I get him not wanting to commit.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, he's smart on that business.
Oh, yeah. You mean, in this day and age, man, you can't give anything away, man. You know, like PJ can't just say, all right, you know. But why can't, you know, these basketball programs structure a deal like Nico got, right? Like, Nico came in as a freshman and got a multi-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why aren't basketball programs doing things like this? That's what I would do. Like, I would have given PJ a multi-year deal. I would have, like, baked in, like, hey, you averaged 20 a game last year. We're going to assume you're going to do that here.
Who's signing that if you can go?
Well, Nico signed it.
I'm saying if I'm signing one-offs and if I'm signing a whole deal and I get second-team AP All-American.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's not worth the paper it's written on because Chad Baker-Mazzara signed a deal with Auburn and he's in the transfer portal right now. But still, you know, I mean, again.
They've all been, to your knowledge, one-year deals in basketball?
Yes.
And they all are that?
Yes. I am not under
there must be some reason for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That no one has tried to do a multi-year.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because things are so fluid in college basketball. Like,
I mean, they're just as fluid in now, aren't they?
You know, I could see a starting quarterback would say, if I'm going to Tennessee, I'm not going anywhere else. Like, that's damn near the pinnacle of the sport, right? SEC, high-level SEC. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't think of any. Like, I assume Jani Broome would not say, I'm just going to sign a three-year deal here and I'm never going to take another, you know, look at things.
Maybe coming out of Morehead State, though, since you're at Auburn, though, right?
It just depends.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
surprised we haven't, now that you mentioned, I'm surprised we haven't seen a school or heard of this. I think you must be right that they're all 1 years.
Yeah, they just get redone in the offseason.
But there has to be a reason other than fluidity. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe there doesn't have to be, but it feels like there's one.
You know, you just
look into that.
And there's more school. I guess there's more school. I don't know
so little about what these deals look like.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about in terms of the.
Oh yeah, we know nothing, bro. Yeah.
You know, we're 2 feet in this NIL era now, and there's still so much that's so murky with the, you know, the details of these deals.
Yeah.
when you get your money.
Yeah, how you get it, is it all in one? Like, I remember I was trying to, I talked to somebody about it a year ago, and it was still unclear.
Wasn't Tyreek's deal contention was he had gotten all of the money.
Yeah, I got all of it.
Okay.
He had, like, some activations he had to do.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't do the activations, and he was mad that he didn't get the money because he didn't do the activations. They're like, how can we pay you for something that you didn't do? I mean, you and I don't get paid if we don't show up to do our webcam radio work, man. You know? I mean, that's just the way. I might do it from home.
Yeah. Don't put us in this.
You know? But every time I make a point, the camera stays on you.
No, you still get paid.
The people need to see you nod.
Did you get paid on paternity leave? Yes.
That was negotiated in my NIL deal. Mm-hmm. That was an agreement, man. See? But yeah, like Chad Baker, like the whole thing right now is that, you know, Chad Baker Mazzara.
What's going on with that?
He was the guard, you know, the Mercurial guard that helped lead Auburn to a Final Four. He's like 30 years old. But he's entering the transfer portal after agreeing/signing a deal with Auburn in the offseason. And so Auburn's all pissed off about it, and they want to fight it. And then you remember, like, oh, who are we going to fight it with? These guys aren't employees.
Right.
So, yeah, he signed something. He went back on his word. But who cares? That's not legally enforceable. Because, like, the contract says if he leaves, he has to pay it back. He has to pay 60% of it back. Who is going to enforce that?
So they've paid him, though?
Like, apparently so. Apparently it was like a lump sum. I don't know.
Hold up. He signed the deal, took all of the money, and now he's leaving? And you're telling me he's not giving any back? He's going to go get paid again?
I'm just telling you.
That's just straight thievery.
I'm just telling you what this group is saying, bro. Like, I don't know.
There is no way he got all of it. Auburn can't be that stupid.
You're right. I completely agree.
Like, how? Come on, man. We got to hold it, wait some till the fall, don't we?
Yeah.
So this fool shows up?
That's right. You're exact, because you could just take the money and run, right?
Yeah, dude. Baker Mazzara?
Yeah.
He got dunked on by the dude from Florida. What was it?
Mazzara. He got about 1.65. Chad Baker Mazzara.
And he said, I'm taking
this.
Man,
we can pay that. We can pay Chad Baker Mazzara 1.65 in Memphis. Let's go. Come on, man.
Not if we got to pay P.J. Haggerty.
It's a P.J. Haggerty contingency plan.
He is not in the portal.
He's not in the portal yet. But you have to be prepared, bro.
I'm just saying. You can only get so prepared here the next few days.
Chad Baker Mazzara, $2 million if P.J. doesn't come. Yes or no? If P.J. doesn't stay,
we only have a few more days. If he's not in the portal, he can't leave.
Well, that's
correct?
I believe that's true.
You have to be in the portal to transfer to another school. He's not in.
Yeah.
And so we'd have to wait it out. Can I wait a few more days before I tell you that? That's the boat they're in.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you're right.
We're approaching the deadline here.
Yeah.
And he's still not in. Continue to monitor.
No, you're right. He's not in yet. He could be, though.
It feels like we're getting close. It feels like it's... If you keep him out for the next few days?
Yeah. Now, Zach
Davis... They must know something.
Zach Davis said that a couple guys are questionable. Like, he didn't mean, like, they were questionable, like, players. He meant that they were, like, questionable to come back. And he was clearly talking about P.J. Haggerty.
And Dane is who I thought of when he said both.
And Dane, right. Exactly. So,
and those would be the big two you're telling him about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's always interesting because it's really just like a Rorschach, you know, when you see all these different pieces. Like, you don't really know what it's going to look like until it's on the court. That's the only hard part about the college basketball in 2025 is, like, you're just kind of picking pieces and you have no idea how they'll fit.
No, I like what I see, and the fact that PJ is not in there today, I know you've sort of maybe kind of adjusted where you are on it.
Bro, I have to be prepared.
But I feel good about everything now except the centerpiece. Show me who the starting center is and I'm ready to start 25-26. You know, we're getting there. Again, this is assuming PJ's not getting in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
But they sure seems like they're building this team, expecting him not to.
Exactly. Exactly right. So, anyway, that's commit number 3.
Barry.
Ashton.
Tedford.
No, 4.
They call him King Tedford.
King Tedford. So, you got King Tedford, Barry, Ashton, and now Zach Davis. So, that's 4.
And then how many Scholies were? Dante
is expected to be back.
Was he one of the questionables?
I don't think so. But
he was not talking about Dante.
I think Dante Harris. I think Dante Harris is honored to be back on next year's team.
Oh, there's a JUCO or something.
Oh yeah, they got Felipe, who will not play, who shouldn't even waste his time.
There's a big too, right?
There's a what's the guy's name? A Vieira Tuck, Daniel Vieira Tuck.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, isn't there a JUCO big that was there on the team already?
Yeah.
He's getting a scally, isn't he?
Is he? Good Lord.
I mean, the way Parth talks about him, man, I think he's going to average 20 and 10. I'm kidding. Parth did not say that.
What is he doing?
But I'm assuming he's going to be a scally guy next year.
Buna Kebe is his name.
You're going to need to work on that.
Yeah.
Is he not a scally guy? Again, I'm counting the 13 and seeing how many more we need.
I'm going to be honest. This is a real thing. Student visas are getting revoked around the country. And he's from Senegal. I don't know if that – I know South Sudan had their – there was like the whole thing with Rubio and like Malawach during that game. I don't know if Senegal is under this, but I did see today the news was five University of Memphis students have been told their student visa have been revoked, which is disgusting, by the way. No reasoning given. What an embarrassment, right? That we're supposed to be this – we're supposed to be this center where everybody, you know, America, come to America, learn, you know, start a business. You know, that's what it's supposed to all be about. But now you're completely disincentivizing people to come here again.
And you give them no reason.
I mean, they're afraid they're going to be told they'll be deported for no reason. That their visas will be canceled for no reason. They paid their tuition. They didn't break any laws. And now they just wake up on Thursday and they can't go back to school. And they're being told they have to leave the country in 15 days. Who is proud of that? That's not – it's America first is one thing, right? America only? Who wants that? But that's just a – that's. But again, I'm bringing it up because if we're just revoking student visas out here, that could very well apply to a guy like Buda Kebe.
Maybe it does.
I hate to even go there. I hate to even bring that up, but it's a consideration.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.